Like, how can you even confuse that? As a man, you wake up in the morning and you think, I want to impregnate as many women as possible. That's not a rational conclusion. You don't get in that mentality with logic, or just like, you don't have to be anti-feminist to wake up in the morning as a man and think, I want to have like 100 babies. You don't have to even think to conclude that.
Yeah, man. You're supposed to straight up.
Feminists succeeded in smashing the patriarchy because nobody wants the patriarch, the idea of the patriarch, the father of nations, is gone.
It's so crazy.
Don't be a father anymore.
Like,
pretty much.
Are these guys insane? I don't know. They have to be mentally ill and gay or something. Because you don't have to. Like, first off,
Steven going live? Steven going live? I'm so mad. Wait a second. I'm being mad. Wait a second. Keep changes. It's not even going live. That's cool. Wait a second. But we have this for the patrons. Let me,
Oh, okay. No, I'll just wait until this.
Let me check my settings. Live. Stop streaming.
Like, I've talked to two friends about this. And, like, we both reached the conclusion. The question was, if you are married and you have kids, but someone... What was exactly the question? Let me remember that. You're married and you have kids. You're a man, you're married and you have kids. But there's somebody that wants your genetic material. You're gonna talk to your wife, like, hey, can I donate? Of course you're gonna do that. You're not gonna go, no, I'm not gonna do that. You're gonna think, maybe I can donate. I'm gonna talk to my wife. I'm not gonna do it behind her back, but I'm gonna talk to her. Because the male mentality, without thinking, without a narrative, without anything, is I want to impregnate as many women as possible. As many women as I can. First off, you don't need to be anti-feminist to figure that one out. But if you are anti-feminist, that should be even stronger in your mind.
Oh!
That should be like,
alright, it's working now.
It should be polar opposite. If you don't need to be anti-feminist, but if you have figured that one out, then you should double down on the having kids shit. Not go the opposite. That's so contradictory. That's such a fucking insane.
Guys, we're talking about the patriarchy right now. Let's just watch people. Feminists succeeded in smashing the patriarchy. That's the message. Because even MGTOW dudes don't want to have kids anymore because they think that's not masculine.
Oh my god, man. That's so
fucking like,
retarded.
That's the inverse. I don't want to have kids. I just want to be a genetic dead end. I'm so masculine. What? The fuck happened?
Oh, so you're like having a sex with a bunch of people that you don't know?
We just keep...
Yeah,
we keep.
That's not what gays do, right?
We keep learning over and over and over again that the like, feminists and, like, postmodern far left actually won in their goals. Like, the Soviet Union... They didn't lose the war. They won.
Please, man. Come on. Promiscuity is a homosexual trait. The more. All right,
you got Hamachi open?
You are being gay. Like, I remember seeing something about male porn stars.
I will archive this. The archive is on. Gonna be on fucking Patreon. That's where all the stream archives are. And exclusive streams.
I remember seeing something about male porn stars, and the top ones were all bisexual. Like, yeah, of course. Because the crazier you go into the direction of promiscuity, the gayer you become, too. It's not masculine.
I think the volume's doing all right. Except my...
No male porn star is masculine. You're going to find masculinity... Oh, my God, man. It's so retarded that they confuse it that badly. You're gay.
We're going to be playing Minecraft, by the way. Just let me get it set up, because I'm retarded.
I think I have to install Hamachi, man. Just play for a bit without me.
Fucking... Oh, yeah, you don't have Hamachi? Oh, gay faggot. I'll see you. There we go, there's the music.
Can you link me the stream? I'm not seeing it. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright, let me get in Minecraft. I don't know if I have any worlds that aren't obscene.
Father, yeah, Nick. Oh my god. That's so crazy.
I'll just create a new one, because I don't have any for this version.
You don't need to think. You don't need to read Seneca. You don't need to read anything. You don't need to read a blog. All you gotta do is wake up in the morning and not be addicted to masturbation. The first thing you're gonna think in the morning is, I want to impregnate as many women as possible. It's not that difficult to figure out that instinct of yours. How can MGTOW dudes be so confused?
So your survival instinct to do that. Alright.
You don't have to think.
We don't lag too bad.
Intuitive knowledge, again. MGTOW is just how you win over anti-feminist to the anti-natalist agenda. Yeah, that's right.
They straight up trick. They're tricking people at every corner so successfully.
It's like part two.
Jeez.
Like, even when they get their own movement, it's corrupted by their ideas. Oh, dude, we have to. If we want to save the white race, we have to do it through a socialist state. What?
I was watching a video today of, like, I saw masculinity today, and it was 70, probably 80 years old. It was a guy talking about how he had 8 kids, and he was, telling, like, a judge about the 2 times that he killed people in self-defense, and was absolved. And I thought, yeah, that's it. He worked his entire life in a fucking farm. That is the case. Killing people in self-defense and having 8 children. That's manly. He's so old, he was fucking... He could barely speak.
Oh, yeah. Well, super chats are gone. If you want to donate, do it on Patreon. I also have, like, a Streamlabs link, but since the Streamlabs program is fucking garbage, the GIF you choose won't show up on the stream, but I think it's streamlabs.com/LTCorbis, so I'll just put it in the description.
MGTOW isn't about not wanting kids, it's about giving up on women. I'd love to have kids, but ain't gonna happen.
Well, then
the consequence is built into the action.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'd love...
You don't have kids.
I'd love to have kids, except I'm just... I can't... But, no, like, that's not...
Like, yeah, okay.
Your intent doesn't matter.
Talk to me about this. Why are so many MGTOW dudes into pump and dumping? When that's significantly more risky in both disease and legal nowadays, instead of just having kids. If you are having casual sex frequently as a man, especially as somebody who is...
Turn your mic down?
More disagreeable.
Oh.
Whose mic? Mine?
I think mine. Yeah, it seems to be distorting a little bit.
Alright,
Oh yeah, sorry if there's, like, background noise. I have a cleaning lady running around my house.
Yeah. What was he saying?
I have no... some shit about pump and dump.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In modern times, to have casual sex frequently as a man, especially as a disagreeable one, which, you know, most MGTOW dudes are, you're asking to get, you know, rape lawsuit. You're asking to get fucking a sexual disease. And you are behaving like a sodomite. Like, there's nothing right about that. You're spending your time... You're actively spending your time thinking about how to get more sex? What the hell are you doing?
Straight up pleasure monkey.
What? You're not a man. You're not even a woman. You're fucking... You're
an animal.
You're a retard. You're a Down syndrome. You're a Downy. You're a Downy. You ever seen a dog? The ones without their hind legs? Walk on wheels? That's you.
Oh, I can just fucking steal a house. Oh shit, baby.
Christina's dog has cancer and is psychologically pregnant and is lactating. That's somewhat akin to a MGTOW guy.
And is lactating. Woo!
Radioactive milk.
Straight up, Christina's dog has cancer. So it's getting chemotherapy. And right now it has psychological pregnancy, so it's lactating. And all of its bodily fluids are radioactive. So Christina's floors are covered in radioactive dog tit milk.
Constantly. friendly, and I always touch a look at the ground when I walk around so I don't step on it.
Turn Victor down?
Sure, do that. I speak loudly anyway.
Yeah, because you're like fucking this on your microphone.
Well, I have wear a headset on.
Yeah, you got a gamer mic.
Exactly.
Because we're here to play Minecraft. Not,
if you think women are too difficult to deal with and you'd rather be on your own, become a priest.
Yeah. Just don't have, if you're really gonna go for that life, just abstain altogether or else you're a fucking animal. Because you clearly still see value. But no, they just want no strings attached promiscuity so they can be like a fucking mammal.
No, wickedness or weakness. To be weak, like if you, I don't know, casual sex, whatever. It's like smoking weed. To be weak is one thing. To be wicked, you're actively spending your time thinking about that. And you hate women or whatever, and you don't want anything to do with them. Yeah, but you're laying them weakly, and you're getting yourself in positions of vulnerability. You're naked next to somebody in bed, and you often sleep next to them. How the fuck can you explain that? How are you going to explain? It's the same thing as DMX. How are you going to explain fucking a man?
Last I heard, y'all was having sex with the same sex.
Same difference.
Can't see shit. Awesome.
Manly. I just figured out, like, the billings thing that Catholics do. Like, you abstain for most of the month. No. It's like, I think, like, 2 weeks. I think you can only have sex 1 week a month or something like that. Or something, like, certain dates in a month. I thought, like, oh, why? That seems that arbitrary. And then I got, like, oh, that makes sense. There's reasons for that shit. And like self-control and not letting that happen too frequently. That's like it makes you think differently. Your brain, your it's like sleeping, it's like your circadian rhythms. So, yeah, Castle's
like that, right? My volumes are all over the place. Sorry. It's a female manning the computer here.
Every time we stream.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have Christina at like 200%, and you. I guess I can turn you down.
I personally don't think that seeking for pleasure is a problem. Mankind basically acts solely based on the idea of receiving more pleasure. No, that's
animals. No, that's animals.
You wanna see people who seek pleasure all the time? Go to Somalia. Perhaps
fucking,
you'll find a bunch of those.
There's no human meaning to be found in the seeking of pleasure. I was literally thinking about it this morning. For people who base the worldview off of the attainment of pleasure, it's so retarded in so many different ways. Because here's the thing, it's not, humans don't just have temporal needs like animals. You can give them food and they'll be satiated, but there's no direct correlation where you can give them a meaningful life. Man.
You don't get civilization with pleasure.
Certainly, civilization is good, but it certainly was not pleasurable to set the whole thing up.
It's just better than pleasure.
Steal there.
Pleasure.
Because what's pleasure is so surface level,
pleasure
so nothing.
Serving.
It's nothing. It's worth nothing.
Pleasure just leads to self.
I'm trying to remember. There was a really good refutation of hedonism in the Consolation of Philosophy, but I think I forgot it. Oh, man, I wish I remembered it. But essentially, it's if it keeps, well, it's not sufficient if you keep
if you really want
things to fulfill it,
yeah. If you want pleasure, look at I think about this whenever people are like, oh, your pleasure is the thing that you're looking for. Go talk to neets, because they're satisfied, you know, filling all their desires for a few months, and then they just want to kill themselves really bad. Because there's not, like, you just, over time, you existentially realize what's the point of living if it's just, if you're just there to serve yourself all day. You're essentially a fucking cow. And the second you are not able to attain that pleasure again, the value of your life goes down.
To seek perfection is to seek sufficiency. And how could pleasure be sufficient if you keep craving it? You're never satisfied. And it even worse, the more you crave it, the more you gear yourself towards craving pleasure, the more you crave it. The addiction gets stronger, not weaker. So you're furthering your distance from sufficiency, because you're enlarging the pool of the things that you crave. That's why, you know, you don't double down on pleasure seeking to solve your pleasure seeking issue. You abstain. That's how you fix addictions.
Because the whole point is that you'll never be satisfied with it. It'll never end. It's a perpetual thing. Thank you for these.
What the fuck is that? Turned off on Minecraft?
No. I don't.
They seem flat.
Think so.
I think they are off.
What is all this shit? I haven't, like, played the new version in my, like, own world yet, so.
Oh, it's, the weird, most of the weird table, like, blocks things, they're, like, for setting. In villages, when you set one of those inside their house, they become the thing that's. So if you put a map thing, they become a map maker. If you put a, fucking, not a furnace, some tool making thing, they become tool makers. That sort of shit.
Cool.
Put them inside the house, and the house.
Lay epic. Sof rules. I like using like triple exclamation point. Just makes me feel really nice and retarded. Ooh, it's iron. Ooh, iron. I don't get the fixation on my IQ, guys. Told you like a billion times, it's 62.
62, sorry. I was putting 3 points up. 62, not 65.
Should hit a few more blocks on the ceiling. It's kind of annoying.
Next, this guy is going to say money is evil. Haha, you got me pegged for the wrong thing, pal.
That's literally the inverse. It's not that deep.
Too esoteric. Too esoteric.
No, not 162. 62. And I thought I was retarded. Alright, I gotta go get coal. Belladelphian? I don't even know what the point of is. I don't even know what the point of talking about that is. Such a non-topic.
She's not hurting anybody but herself, and that's gonna see itself through.
See, again, these things don't need to be regulated or interfered with by any outside force, because they, you know, naturally, the consequences come to the people who do these things, just spiritually. The consequences come.
Forever.
So, I don't know.
That's all there is.
When people do this sort of thing, they just mentally decay over time until they just don't do it anymore and problem solves itself, whatever. So yeah, we do this every Saturday. Where you been? And you OG fans are gonna remember this background from Katy Perry as Woke.
Zadokin just, she acts the way she acts because she doesn't have a feather figure.
That'd be funny. That'd be funny if it was true, which probably. It is. Oh, for real? That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. She was raised by a single mother.
And damn, that's pithy. I was reading a Owen Cyclops thread this morning, and it was I guess there's something on trending on Twitter about like that's like anti-Christianity shit where people are just expressing their seething hatred for Christianity. I think it was like things Jesus never said, whatever. And if you look at the profiles of the people who tweet that sort of shit and then search up like in their tweets dad or father, there's inevitably every time it's gonna be something about how they got abused by their dad, which I find quite funny, and you should try at home
getting abused.
Because if you don't like religion, that's fine, or a specific religion, that's fine, but there's certain people who just who are bonkers about specifically Christianity. If you express distaste for any other religion, they'll think you're weird, but if you are not 100% anti-Christianity, they'll think you're out of your mind. And it possesses them more than would be a reasonable amount for some atheist person. Because it plagues a lot of people's minds. They just can't help but think about it all the time. And that means there's something wrong there.
I remember, looking at a Q&A post on her Instagram. And somebody asked, what does your father think of, like, what you do? And she said, I wouldn't know, he left when I was 5. Huh.
Man, that's insane. When you hate your father, you end up hating your father, capital F, which is not wise.
Mm-hmm. You hate all authority. I mean, you know, to an unreasonable degree, because of course we question authority a lot when it's false authority, but they have a general like seething hatred for the big father upstairs as well. It runs all the way up.
Are you pro-life or pro-choice?
What do you think?
I'm pro Super Mario 64.
Well, yeah, it's fine to question authority, because authority can be false authority. But they project that onto God.
Unless they wear nice suits and they're verbally
smooth talking.
And they say funny stuff, then they're awesome, and they're right.
And we love them.
Yeah. They have a seething hatred for a real authority, and but they like false authority because it's not really authority.
If you have a female daughter, you have the obligation to not leave her, otherwise she just becomes.
Are you playing with a bunch of adults? I'm playing with a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old.
The streaming glasses.
Yes, I think we need authority. Look, I don't know. Who's the ANCAP? It's like 99% of people who call themselves ANCAP are faggots who I hate. I'm not just generally on, you know, premise against authority or anything.
Yeah, 99.
Such a gay little term.
The other ones are like 100. That's the only one that I can tolerate, because there's like a few people. I don't know. Is it like who? Steve Molyneux? I'm not even sure about him anymore. He sounds funny, though. I'll give him that. Didn't he play Minecraft with his daughter once?
Yes.
Cool.
And his name is Stefan, not Steve.
Steven. Steven Molyneux.
I call him Steve. It's 99%.
The authority is God. That's my authority.
The authority is God, and it's only through God that authority exists, because once you violate that, violation is godlessness. And so
Etika's suicide? What the fuck are you talking about?
The only authority that is legitimate is the one that does not involve violation, the people you hire to protect you. Your parents and God.
Who cares?
People, this is what, when you say legitimate authority needs to be voluntary, people think like, oh, so I have to ask the permission of the rapist to arrest him? That's what they understand, I think. I'm pretty sure.
It's so strange. It's so impossible to talk to anybody.
Yeah, like 99% of libertarians are faggots, but what differs is that there is a 1%, because most other things are, you know, their principle bottoms out at if somebody with a suit is talking sweet enough, he can rule over me, and that is gut-wrenching to me.
Pretty much.
Just put on a suit and rule over me.
Yeah, that's the only, oh God. the only authority they respect is a dolled up one, which is
God.
Yeah. Which is sort of like a authority detector.
Whatever
authority that those people respect, you know, is not the one to follow. It's like your, you know, poop litmus test. Ugh. I need help, bro. How do I convince my parents that school is making me seriously depressed? I've tried to kill myself 7 times now. I want to go into an independent schooling program, but... Oh, shit. I can't see the rest of your message. If they still can't pick up on it, I think they're just retards. Retarded boomers. Like, they just... If they haven't picked up on it at that point, just... If you've, like, told them directly, then, that's a tough one.
If you try to kill yourself 7 times and your parents still think you're not depressed,
do they just not care?
Yeah, did you tell them about that, or tell them how much you hate school? Because you should just tell them that every day. Make it really annoying for them.
That's how you are able to convince your parents of most things. It's just
be so annoying that they just, it's easier to give you what you want.
They just go, yeah, okay, whatever.
I thought about this a long time ago, and I was still thinking in like left-right terms, and I thought right-wingers are faithless in the human condition and put their faith in God, but then I figured out that's not the case. Right wingers also put their faith in humans. It's a minuscular sect of people who are reactionary minded, who really don't put their faith in, like, in human, you know, utilitarian shit. Because they want, well, I want things to work the way I want them to work, otherwise I'm giving up. And I'm subjecting ethics to my desire, because if things aren't gonna be my way, I don't really care. Hello, Swim.
Oh man, do you guys know the book Born a Crime by Trevor Noah? because I have to read it as my summer assignment, and I got like 30 pages in last night, and there was like, they said shit like 4 times, which is nice. My required.
You sound so dumb saying that.
I know it sounds dumb, but think of I'm going into like 10th grade, and my required reading assignment curses at me. Seems kind of inappropriate. I don't know.
I go like
smartly. Oh.
Ugh.
Vic is baby raging against life. Are you sitting on a donut so your pimples don't pop?
Wait, is Stefan here?
Yeah.
Where the fuck?
Wait. Where?
I saw something about that.
Okay. Gotta make your own values. Gotta be Satan.
Who's hyped?
Guys, my brother is a fag. By the way. Thank God he lives on the other side of the country. He's a gay faggot.
Stefan may be gay, but he's a good dancer. You gotta give him that.
Man. Shakira! Those hips, Shakira. Well, his hips didn't lie.
His hips didn't lie.
You get Faith's email, Stefan?
Trevor Noah?
I didn't want to...
Is that a right?
I didn't want to read Trevor Noah. It's for my school, and my parents are making me. Yes, I write my shit. My brother's a Nietzschean... A atheist. Woke.
Oh, no.
Woke.
No faith in God. Only faith in human institutions, which is... And you're building Satan. You're building little bits of Satan when you do that. Trevor Noah.
Yeah, the book sucks. It's the least interesting. He's from a mixed race from South Africa. The book is about apartheid. Which, essentially, in the book, apartheid is like already over. But then, like, black people are infighting, and I guess that's the white man's fault.
I don't know.
Ooh.
We are all very excited for Comic-Con. It's like the biggest thing that ever happened in our
life. Oh yeah, I'm a good cosplayer.
I'm gonna buy so many Pop
Funkos. I'm gonna bring like $200 for Pop Funkos at Comic Con. I'm gonna wear my Avengers pants, my Avengers sweatpants.
We're gonna all go there together. We're gonna cycle there.
Cause you know I'm a cyclist. I'm a sporty girl who loves cycling. Woo! Karina Davis.
Is a sporty girl who loves cycling.
Oh man.
This is
like, can we please read something interesting? I've learned about the Holocaust and like civil rights like 100 times. And not once have we learned about, I don't know, anything that happened anywhere else in the world. The only time we did was in the context of, look at the white people colonizing the black people and stealing their technology from the black civilizations. Yeah.
The white men
went there and started plucking iPhones off the bananas.
Yeah, the black people had already made iPhones and the white people just stole them.
They grew iPhones off fucking plants.
They appropriated the technology. Steve Jobs was black, you ignorant.
Steve Jobs was a black man. You probably didn't know that. From the history books, don't tell you the truth.
Woo!
Listen, Giuseppe said something really good about the French Revolution. I just wanted to recognize that a few messages ago.
Ah.
Steve Jobs was a black man. They don't teach you that. You see this? What do they call it when the fuck is it called? The gentrifying the neighborhood, making the property price too high, so the black people cannot pay for it. They destroying us, black folk.
So funny.
Oh my god, they sound like Skyrim characters.
Oh fuck.
Swam, remember to keep your eyes out.
You sound so black.
If it weren't for, I could, I'm black if it weren't for my appearance. If it wasn't that I'm white, I'd be black. I don't have a dad. I come from Brazil.
Yeah. You're certified black.
I would be black.
If I wasn't white.
If I wasn't white, I'd be black. Like, if you weren't white, you'd be Asian. Or Jewish, which is funny. But
if I wasn't white, I'd probably be Asian. I mean, Jewish.
Yeah,
Jewish.
We're taking you'd down
be one of them. Christina, I don't know what Christina would be. Probably, like, I don't know.
Actually, I'm retarded.
I don't know. I don't know what Christina would be. Actually, probably, like,
and I'm not
like
retarded.
Native Brazilian? I don't know. She's closest. She's closer to Native Brazilian than she's to black, anyway.
Yeah, Victor's basically Rachel Dolezal.
But if I wasn't white, I would be black. I already don't have a dad, and I grew up in Brazil, and I like rap music, so that makes me a Negroid.
Mm-hmm. You learned English through rap music.
Yeah. It was actually the order, which is pretty retarded, but the order was like British TV shows and then rap music. So my accent early on was probably the accent in transition probably was horrible. I probably sounded like, what's his name, Skepta, the British rap guy. That spell's probably funny to listen to.
Wasn't Skepta like the rapper that was British and like an illegal immigrant to the United States?
Totally Savage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, for real? He's a legal immigrant?
Yeah, I don't know if he was illegal, but he was British. He was almost getting deported. No, we all have the N-word pass here because we're all black.
Stop saying gay pejoratively. It's homophobic, says Seth Goldman. Alright, Seth. I'll stop saying gay right after I call you a faggot.
Wait, Seth Rogen said that?
Yeah, Seth Rogen said that. We actually have Seth Rogen in the chat.
He is here talking to us.
I thought he was busy, but I guess he wasn't.
He's busy watching the stream. It's hot shit.
Jews aren't great, it's just nonsense. So they can separate themselves and connect themselves to whoever they
want. Gay.
Gay.
That does not affect me.
Oh my gosh! I'm drowning! Why do you still go to school? MGTOW's because freedom. Of my parents.
What? MGTOW is freedom. Yeah, thank you, Saiyan MGTOW. You're out of your mind. Go have kids.
Yeah, be free by succumbing to your every instinct uncontrollably. You're free.
Joking about, like, yeah, I'm. Oh, you sent me this video about Henry Rollins. It was like, yeah, I'm man enough to not have kids. How can you say that? Because that's what they're saying subliminally. Are you a man enough to let your genes die off, pussy? Please.
Why hasn't Joe Rogan had you on? I don't know. It's his loss.
He didn't have Sam on, so he's a faggot.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. He's cool. Yes. He follows me. So, I don't know what's going on.
Jeez.
He just doesn't have a picture.
That's so funny. Joe Rogan follows me.
We lurk on Twitter, like, just waiting for him to come online and send him a message like, yo, Jogan.
Yo, Jogan, you there? Sorry, Soph. No time, man.
That's what we do all day.
Contributing to civilization is more important than spreading your DNA.
That is contributing to civilization.
Yeah, but you die, buddy. Thanks. You die. How's that gonna continue? And also, why do you all?
You can contribute to a civilization by raising children that are talented and not, you know, dickheads who will, you know, I don't know, invent shit, create shit, work productive jobs.
You can die any day.
overpopulation, though, so you should never have kids.
You're gonna die, and you're probably not Leonardo. Perhaps your grandkids, maybe. So, have kids.
Straight up, like, buying, like, Medium articles about how you need to stop having children. Because, it's global warming or something. MGTOW isn't about not having kids. Well, how are you gonna have kids if you,
Hey, woman.
I mean, unless you wanna, like, have your kids be raised by a single mom. Which is retarded.
Which turns them into Belle Delphine. So. Mm-hmm.
Just gonna add more Belle Delphines to the earth.
Oh man, I'm so proud of my kids. They sell lewd they sell cosplay nudes online.
Aw, man.
I'm so proud of my kids. Damn, she has so many MacBooks, you wouldn't believe.
What is a MGTOW? Good question.
Search it up on Google.
Have kids, then go MGTOW? Yeah, then that means you're abandoning. Again, single you're mom problem.
Yeah.
The child is gonna be fucked.
Literally.
And don't. And don't have somebody else raise your child, you cuck.
Yeah.
It's also improper.
Oh yeah, like I had this kid with my wife, but then I went like MGTOW, she married a black man. This black guy raises my children up. I'm not a cook though, I'm just MGTOW.
Yeah, fuck women. My child is a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm so manly. This black guy raises my daughter.
If you're MGTOW and you don't like me because I don't like MGTOW, then go have kids because I am the product of a broken home. So go have kids and stick with your wife, man. Don't fuck up.
If you really don't want to associate with women, which is fine, then don't have sex with them and don't have children at all. Be, you know, priest life. Oh, but the Boise! The Boise! Ah! What the fuck? Oh, it's sandstone. I'm retarded.
Yeah. Victor is just like Valdolfin. They have the same life, sorry.
Raising your own children? How cucked. Ah, shit. This is a bad... This is a bad. Whatever.
MGTOW still have sex. Single parent is inevitable as due to women being encouraged. I don't care what you're talking about. Go have kids. Just stick with your wife.
You don't need to.
If you absolutely cannot resist, then. Have a child and a wife. Or else you don't get none.
You don't need to.
It's one thing. Weakness is one thing. Wickedness is another. If you commit a venial error, that's one thing. If you are planning on making a lifestyle out of it, you are wicked. You have joined the ranks of the wicked. And it's better to be weak than to be wicked. Although, the two often become one another.
Average black IQ from Africa is 65. Well, Sophia, you're almost there.
Oh man! That's crazy, they made iPhones. Maybe I can make the next iPhone. Shoot. I can't wait to be a genius. Yeah, MGTOW is pretty much just feminism for men. It's essentially roastyism for men. You're doing like the Stacey College college gig.
Sophia, IQ is 62. Don't ask again, okay?
Look, all I'm capable of really is playing Minecraft all day. You can have kids and still be MGTOW, so... Yeah, if you abandon the children, to my understanding, because MGTOW is men going their own way, so fundamentally you cannot be with the mother to raise the child.
Trump is MGTOW? What? What the hell is your definition, then?
Are we having a semantics misunderstanding here?
That's all that happens all the time, because nobody shares a language anymore. We just babbled out. So bad. Oh my god.
There is a point to the whole argument about
you can still lead a fulfilling divorce. Yeah, you can still lead a fulfilling life without children, but you shouldn't be having, you know, casual sex all the time.
Define fulfilling, because I know you're not gonna see priest. Chatman. You're gonna say Rouge Ving or something like that.
There is a point to the whole divorce and marriage point, but you don't need to be married by the state to have a wife and have children. You don't need to get into that. You don't need to run that risk to have children and have a wife and have a family and have a legacy. You don't need that. Nothing makes you do that.
I get hating women. I get that.
I get that as well.
I get all of that. I get not wanting to like be married through the state because of the legal implications of that over time. I get that. Have kids, stick with your wife. Don't put it on paper. Fuck it. I don't care.
Don't be telling people you believe in freedom while saying people shouldn't be fucking. Again, complete, like, yeah, you're a libertarian because you believe in freedom. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, you reserve the right to do that. I'm just saying it's probably not in your self-interest. I base my ideas off of property, not of anybody can do anything because... Live and let live.
Oh, man. It's about time I become National Socialist, don't you think?
Yeah, we really ought to grow up. Jazz music! let me find something to play.
What was the Sam Hyde name? Is like from his Rutgers stand up. It was like Fascist 1488. That's us when we grow
up. Nice and relaxing. I am a nigga. Indeed.
Jeez, yes. People are jokes. Oh my god. Damn. So gay. Affectionate? Effective?
Who am I interviewing next? I tried to arrange a thing with Sargon. Apparently he thinks my videos are funny. So that's...
He's a very busy guy.
Yeah.
Do it with Venti.
Mm-hmm. Pooping? Oh, right. Sorry. Brain buffering.
Soap said the N-word. You must be new here. must be new here.
Wait, that's illegal.
Jeez, what did your brother? Your brother said, "Bro, Sargon." Why? Oh my God.
Where is?
I never see him. Yeah. Bruh, Sargon, Sargoy.
You're the only one who can spot the pimples.
I can spot your ass pimples from here, Stefan.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, now man. What did he say? Exactly.
He said, "Bro, Sargon."
That's it?
Yes.
Why do you speak like that? You might as well be speaking Swahili.
Please stop talking to pundits. Why did you use that word? Now I want to kill you.
What are you talking about? Where did you learn
that word? Where did you learn the word pundit? Please tell me. I'm interested. Will you bring on Milo? Milo is good.
Milo, I wish I could talk to Milo.
Individual freedom is stupid. Creates chaos and destroys collective.
Yeah, call me a cracker.
You should promote order. That maximizes collective freedom. Freedom to take from your own. Freedom to weaken your own group. Freedom to destroy your own identity. Yeah, individual freedom is just like... Individual freedom means like doing drugs and being gay, right?
Have Nick Fuentes on again.
I am the Jew.
Don't call me that. You weirdo.
I probably would, if I talked to him again, I'd probably ask him about the, which commandment is it that is about don't steal?
I think it's the fourth, but it doesn't matter.
Nah.
Whatever. Because the catechism, which is not a completely infallible book, says that the state should do something. Yeah, and Catholicism is never pedagogic and just deals with the institutions that exist at the time. Like they did with slavery, even though they're not for slavery. That doesn't happen. They're you know, neck deep in statism. That's why Jesus was president of Israel. If I remember correctly. That was in the New Testament.
What do you remember that?
Remember when Jesus was president and he did the higher?
Oh no, to be truly free, I have to be a slave to my instincts. No guys, you're right. Ah, silly me.
I remember when Jesus did the heil in the Bible.
I remember. Do you remember?
Save the white race.
I remember.
We need to make the state the new god so we can save the white race. I remember Jesus saying that. That's a quote.
Yeah. Don't remember the verse, but I remember the quote for sure.
That's the thing. They don't think about methods. They're using Talmudic methods to implement Christian values. How the fuck are you gonna do that? Are you out of your mind? I like the argument always, like, oh, you think those those guys are atheists, whatever? Oh, they're Orthodox Jewish. Look at all these rituals they do. It doesn't matter what they call themselves.
Political ego, so he's not political.
I'm not political. I do entertainment. I'm a comedian as far as anybody's concerned.
Yes.
Communicator, rather. I think that's the best term. Just say some shit that you find interesting. Just entertain. Entertainer, I suppose.
Damn, steady 1,200 viewers. That's cool.
Steady.
What do you think about AOC? Isn't that like a computer brand or something?
AOC, or like who's that?
Age of consent? What do you think about the age of consent?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
AOC? Who's that?
It's a computer brand.
Is that like a new iOS?
Yeah.
some?
Yeah, it's like they make monitors and shit. It's called AOC. I prefer
That's crazy.
AOC, but...
I prefer HIV, but whatever.
I prefer HIV, but that's your choice.
Stay paused out there, guys.
So again, if you ain't political, stop talking to pundits. It doesn't help you. Stop using words.
What the fuck are you talking about? It doesn't help you. What are you talking about?
You need help? Are you mad? You feel blame?
Are you mad? You feel blame? I relate to Charles Manson more than I relate to you.
Doesn't help you. Who needs help?
Do I need a fucking band-aid on my knee? Don't get associated with those guys. They're dangerous. Woo!
Individual. Oh no, individual freedom means they're not gonna save the white race. Yeah, because if you let people do what they want, they're just gonna kill themselves. Because that's human nature, I guess.
Oh, but the state, it's not like the state is centralizing your power. It could be easily influenced and get a bunch of immigrants. What? Huh? Nah, it's gonna work.
Yeah, it's the state is not sickening. Composed by people, it's composed by demigods who channel the master god, the great architect, right? The state is not composed by people who are just as faulty as individuals, no. There's a magic entity called the collective that they can communicate with interdimensionally.
Sometimes I get a little sugar in me and I get cuckoo wacko. This is not my Elmo hoodie. This is my Unabomber hoodie. I had dreams about mass shootings last night.
That doesn't... The FBI is going to investigate you again.
This guy is a Gnostic? I'm not a Gnostic, but I do use... What? I use a couple of their ideas. Just like, you know, every... Catholic saints have been doing that since forever, just getting ideas from other religions and implementing that. You know, that's how they, Augustine and Aquinas did to, to Plato and Aristotle.
Interview Sam Hyde? That could be arranged, but Sophia would poop her pants.
Yeah, I would.
Jeez, he's too much of a legend. Like, he would probably say yes. If he asked, but he's too good for us.
I did get an idea. The dimensional shit did use an idea of Gnosticism, which was the Tetrad. Remember that?
Yes. Didn't we talk about the Demiurge as well?
Yeah.
I remember sending a bunch of shit like that in chat related to Gnosticism.
That is so weird. I was listening to a three-month-old stream that happened 2 months ago, and you guys were talking about exactly that, about Sophia was telling you about how she sent you the Demiurge thing, and then it's and now the stream is the same thing. It's weird.
Group of individuals with a strong sense of shared identity, like Israeli Jews, will be stronger and better able to pursue their shared interests than a group of ANCAP individualists. Yeah, because they're just not going to organize into a group, right? Because why? Why exactly wouldn't they organize into a group?
They just have to be atomized. It's a necessity.
If you let people do what they want, they're just not going to organize into a group because because human beings are not social animals, right? You need the state to do that. And the state is not people. The state is something else. You fucking moron. You're so stupid.
Go outside and get fresh air? Fuck you.
I like my air stale.
Jeez. You sound like my mother.
It has to smell like me, alright?
My air has to reek of me. My farts. My room is just a chamber of my own flatulence.
Catholicism equals butt pumperism. Did you stay up at night trying to come up with that one?
Butt pumper? Who said that? The fuck? Yeah,
atheists are the cool ones.
I just
or Protestants. Protestants are awesome, right?
I just hope he made that instead of actually reading that and going, "Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna steal that."
Jeez, man.
That would be 10 times worse.
We don't need the state to organize. People will just do what needs to be done. I didn't say will, but yeah, we don't need the state to organize. You need the state to organize? The fuck? Are you retarded?
People are so pathetic all the time.
Jeez.
Alright, wait a second. You guys take care of the stream.
Okay.
I'm gonna get coffee.
Alright. Oh yeah, I live on like r/atheism. It's my favorite place on the internet. It's like the coolest place to be.
I mean, you keep organizing and what you have is a state. Okay, so you don't know what a state is. Cool. You think a state is a group of people, that just means you're retarded. How are you gonna tell someone to do what they don't want to do without a monopoly on force? Why would you have to... You don't need a state to do justice. Unless you want to tell people what to do unethically, then if that's justified for you, then why not rape people? If that's a thing you can do. Nice one, Sophia. If you can enforce something, you don't need the state to do it. If you can't enforce something ethically, if you can't justify that, then the state shouldn't do it. Nobody should do it. There are other collectives than state. Yeah, precisely. The state destroys those other collectives. Nation is destroyed by the state. The nation state is probably the number one threat to the nation. Nation in the sense of people of the same birth. The nation state reduces the concept of nation to words on a piece of paper, to citizenship, to a union. It's shallow. It's paper. It's ink on paper. Nation as a concept is much deeper than anything a nation state could surmise on a document. You can't do that. You can't. Jesus. What constitutes your nation? Is it a constitution? Is it a document? Or is it the people of the same birth, of the same genetic stock that make it up? You tell me.
We're not arguing about anything. We're agreeing on everything.
Fuck, I have a cough.
Richard Spencer. He's old and gay.
Whoa, Richard Spencer, he's so cool. Y'all still talking about the state? It's not worth talking about this shit with these people. Again, intuitive knowledge, so it's the only people who deny it are people who try their hardest to deny it at every corner and just will never agree to anything.
Oh yeah, I want to send, like, all of you, try to figure out if Jews were involved in the French Revolution, please.
Yeah, we got 1,000 people
here. Serious, 100% serious. Go figure out if Jews were involved in the French Revolution.
Like, right, we now want to know.
It's is not a meme. This is not a code.
That's our demand.
I want to know. I'm curious about that.
The guy talking is Victor, aka Vapor Boy, aka Curtinette.
Were they the Jacobins? Are you sure about that? The Jacobins. Let me look that up. What were they? I've looked that up once, and Robespierre wasn't Jewish. The other guys who were involved in it weren't Jewish.
Yeah, I remember we looked that up, together.
Jake, guys! Oh my gosh, have you ever heard of the clergy plan? Oh!
So Vapor is a Jew?
Yes.
Yes, Vapor I am Jewish. Is
you
a
got
Jew.
Me.
It's a lot of gay faggots in the chat right now.
How do we make being edgy productive? Get a tiara and put it in a politician's hat.
Remember that in the contest of
Whoa, look at this girl, Barbara Spector! Whoa, it's so crazy!
In the contest of popularity and sounding the smartest, Destiny is the hulking winner of all these debate fights.
Remember debate! That? Yeah. That's who you're. Like you're long. You are friends with Elizabeth Warren, Destiny, and fuck, can't remember who else.
In the contest of popularity and sounding really good. An argument.
Self ridicules white genocide? Is she another
Oh my god, man.
What?
Oh my god.
Whoa, she's ridiculed. It's so crazy. Self, have you ever heard of the Self, look up the clergy plan. USS Liberty. Whoa, guys, is this for real? Whoa, this is so crazy. Oh my gosh, look at this ad of a white girl and a black dude. Ad agencies want to push anal racial interracial couples? Whoa, I didn't know that! I had no idea!
Individual people are weaker than their groups of people? I did not know that. I thought one guy could beat 10 up. That's so damn insane insight. That's so crazy, man. We should surrender all of our possessions to the state so we can operate even better, actually. Just as long as it's white, it's fine, right?
Whoa, USS Liberty? I've never seen this before. That's so crazy. I had no idea about any of this.
Yeah, we do
it. Yeah, we get it. We're cool. We get it, okay?
All of you are gay. Oh my god.
Change your... Oh god. Yeah, Sophie's gonna rename her channel to Capitalist Karina because she needs to put her identity, her political opinions on her username.
Wait. Okay, leaders.
Capitalist Corbis.
Key people, Brousseau, is he Jewish?
Whoa, those are some weird questions, Victor. Why does it matter if they're Jewish?
Yes.
I'm gonna look all of them up to see if any of them are.
A bunch of people are typing shit in Russian for you, Sophia.
I'm lazy. Because we already know they were involved in the Bolshevik shit. That's well known. It's a historical fact.
Einstein was a Jew? No shit. Are you serious? Oh my
god. Obfuscates the JQ. She's a shill. Woo. She laughs at white genocide. Yeah.
It's so depressing.
These people have like no. In the pursuit of truth, they just fried their comedy sensors. They no longer have a sense of sarcasm. They don't know if you're being serious. Of humanity, they can't tell. They can't tell when you're making fun of them versus their ideas.
They fried.
Bolsheviks equals Jews, but Soph would laugh at that. You're retarded, man. You're so fucking stupid.
Okay. This one's not true.
Look, we agree on everything. I just think you're gay. Alright?
Yeah. We know what you're talking about.
We know what we're on the same page here. You're just a gay faggot. Sorry.
Yeah. You're just like a boomer. You're like a poe boomer. And we kind of think you should get raped. Just that. We know what's going on here.
Like,
Oh yeah, Sophia is a Jew, confirmed, because she thinks you're gay. That makes her Jewish.
Man, like, the poll humor is not on poll because people think it's funny, it's just because they agree with it. Like, they don't find racist jokes funny, they're just like, oh yeah, this is true, whatever. They have no comedy censors. So when you call them gay, because they've lost what it means to be human, they're like, oh, you must disagree with my ideas. You're just a Jewish shill. I'm gonna kill myself.
Well, girl sex is back. Fix that.
Indians are raiding again.
Get rid of the girl sex in chat, Swam.
God bless you too.
Tell us a joke then. Oh god. Jump off a building. How's that for a joke?
What does it mean to be human? They get so angry. It's unbelievable. It's like talking to, you know, so 5-year-olds. Whatever happened to you?
Yeah.
Like, that's something we picked up on recently, is they're not actually on the same wavelength as us. They just share the same ideas and they claim the same people. But the second someone like Sam Hyde stops being political, they just, you know, drop him entirely. Because again, they're not there because they think it's funny or they think it's good in a creative sense.
They're not there for the beauty or the meaning or the purpose or the...
They're just there for...
The self-determination.
They're just there for the politics because they're consumed by that.
100%.
That is their identity, so they have no... they have no taste for creative endeavors or anything of the sort.
Because the collective, if the collective doesn't share their interest, then why even bother liking things? They're not there for that. They're there for the political aspect of it and nothing more.
That's the people who think it's weird that we, like, watch Stranger Things. They go, wait, what? That's, like, so normie.
Dude, they have like an interracial kiss on the show, and one of the characters is like gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the same page. Okay. Are you gay?
People lost their soul to politics. Just got consumed by it and forgot that life is about more than that.
All philosophers.
Soph admitted on a past stream that she most likely has Jewish ancestry. Yeah. Not most likely. I actually did a 23andMe recently, and I'm 100% Jewish. How does that make you feel?
Infinite hate. You have like a military guy picture? What is that? That's really funny. You spend your time just doing this political propaganda on a chat that 1,000 people are watching. Is that how you spend your time? What collective exactly are you serving?
Netflix.
What ideas are you serving? Are you serving God? Are you sure about that?
Netflix is Jewish too. Oh yeah?
Oh shit! Oh shit! Soph's actually Jewish! No sarcasm censors! Nothing! They literally cannot discern joke from reality.
They just take everything seriously at like face value.
They have it's the Charles thing. They literally cannot read between the lines. Guys, I'm 100% Jewish. Oh my god, really?
What do you think about it? You people.
Oh man.
Who are you serving?
She doesn't realize we are making fun of her.
Oh yeah. You guys are in on the joke, right?
It's a switcheroo. I got it.
Man.
Take a finger up your ass and lick it.
Who are you serving? You're serving the collective. Oh yeah? What do you have to show for it? Give me your interactions with this.
I pledge allegiance to what?
Israel?
Are you furthering? What are you furthering exactly? Are you raising awareness? Is that your meaningful contributions to the protection of your collective? Is that it? Awareness? Political propaganda? I would rather kill myself than be you. If that's your life calling.
Who's a new person? Oh. Christina.
Yes.
Man.
Powered an A.
Seriously, people who didn't. It's fucking mind-blowing.
I spent like 2 weeks, like, looking into the Jewish shit, and then I went, oh yeah, it's right. And then I stopped thinking about it.
Can you check your donations? Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot.
I'm gonna mull it over forever. I just want y'all to reach the right conclusions faster. Oh yeah, we're gonna reach the right conclusions or we have to worship some faggot in a suit. With a really tight belt yelling in my ears.
Nice.
Is that your conclusion? Serving the collective very well. Who's collective? Because we're not serving you. Serving you. Go fuck yourself. What am I, a servant?
Jeez. You work at Subway? People are just writing poo in Russian over and over again.
Kaka! Nice, that's what I want to see.
That's amazing. Just Sophia, yeah. Sophia poop, 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 Sophia poop.
God hates the Jews, we serve God.
Oh no, dang, I got 3 donations, let's check them out. S999K, $2, good luck, weirdo. I know, and then Goatman for $3, I know some kids from your school were giving you a hard time. How is the day-to-day with them? Example, please. It was mostly, I'm not allowed to talk about this in a video. So I'm gonna do it on stream. Is that a fucking jet plane? Anyways. Most of it was just, like, girls giving me Stacy stares, and then, like, some people approached me, being very hostile, I just smile at them. Yeah. It was just kids being
tea.
Gay.
Popcorn.
Sandstone for $1. As a more solid member of the Minecraft community, I didn't like the attempt to use a shovel as a method to break my block. Got it.
I just went right back into it. Masada 9/11.
God guys, did you hear? The Jews did 9/11. Yeah, we already know. Yeah. We're already in on it. We already deny the Holocaust. Why are you telling us this?
We already know 6 million didn't happen. We don't need to hear about it for the 1,000th time. Okay, shut the fuck up.
Preaching to the choir.
Straight up. Might as well be telling the Pope that Christianity exists.
Just go up. Yo, did you know about, like, this religion? This guy named Jew?
Jews.
Infinite hate. Star David, Star Ram, Ram Fan, Lucifer. Dude, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
We were the ones who came up with that theory, homie.
Yeah, we invented that.
Oh my god.
Victor solely invented that. So, shut up. Jesus. Yeah,
that because of the group, the group, everybody was saying, you know, everybody was being skeptical of Jesus. And then when Paul, man, I might be remembering this wrong. I don't want to say anything stupid, but I think it might have been Paul that when asked about the wounds of Jesus, he expressed disbelief because he was possessed by the group. Ah, we need to find that video again. There's a really good video with that.
Cunt.
Who's the 4-year-old girl in the background?
Oh, shoot.
I'm Christina, but I'm 15, alright? Your IQ is 170? That's crazy high.
What? That's like... like triple what
my
IQ test told me.
Yeah.
Parenthesis. So, yeah. I'm just kidding, by the way.
Parenthesis. Wait, you don't find the triple parenthesis funny? You're probably pro-Jew. Oh, just the joke is not good. Doubting Thomas, that's right. Thank you. Thank you, Yepperoni. That is right. I forgot. I confused it with Paul for some reason. But yeah.
Christina,
I don't know. I'll believe you. No. I'll believe you. But yeah, somebody doubted Jesus because of the group that possessed him.
I am active on Twitter mostly. I do not have a channel. I'm at putrid_peach.
You're gonna be hearing about radioactive dog tit milk all day.
Yes. I tweet about my tit.
You're helping your group. My group, not your group. I'm not helping you. You shouldn't worship the state, but recognize that while there are still outside threats from other groups and states. Groups are not states. Why do people have that in their mind? Group equals state.
It's not an automatic correlation.
Yeah, if you don't have a paper, your guns don't work. They straight up shoot fucking bubbles.
Oh shoot.
What is this, man? This is so delusional.
Actually, I need a boat too. I'm retarded.
Jacobin Club. Not Jewish either. None of them are Jewish. None of the French Revolution Jacobins are Jewish. At least he doesn't say so. Maybe it's really deep into conspiracy, but none of them seem to be Jewish. How do I factor this into my conspiracy-minded, anti-Talmudic, dimensional conspiracy?
Wait a second. There's an atomic bomb getting dropped at my house.
All right. If you're asking about Sophia's 14, I'm 15. Well, tomorrow I'll be 16, and Victor is 17.
Alright, we're good now.
Victor is not your anymore.
Whee! Oh, that's cool!
third person talking. Again, that's me, Christina Putrid Peach. That's me. Happy birthday, Christina. Thank you. Okay, just because Sophia has a dick doesn't mean she's a man, alright?
Get with the times.
Shut up about that, alright?
Where am I?
It's not even that big, okay? Just...
I'm gonna go out on a mission, just because I'm bored.
That's all I hear.
Same.
I just hear people farting in my ears. Thanks for all the happy birthday wishes, though. That's nice. No, I am not a tranny. Sophia is not a tranny either.
What?
We just both had dicks. Doesn't mean we're a tranny.
My health is doing relatively fine. The schizophrenia went away, so I'm happy about that. Daily reminder, Jews run Hollywood? Whoa, Jews run Hollywood? I had no idea!
What? It's not like you have them on your wall or something? Oh, what?
You might as well go tell Hitler about National Socialism.
Yo, my boy ate. Did you know Jews are like really bad? Just go, yo, Edo. Did you know Jews are like really bad? Guys, we browse poll.
Guys, we browse poll. Okay?
Yeah.
We know it was his next billion. Look.
We know all that shit. We know who did 9/11. We know Holocaust, whatever. Just stop talking about it. Like, we heard it 1,000 times. It's not... Just say something funny. Amuse me. Say something I don't know.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
Stop being a... I am Brazilian, but... People often say I sound French, so I don't know what my accent is. I'm sorry. I can't tell. It's just some weird accent. Who's that jumping on your bed?
I don't know.
Your child?
He's brown.
So, yes?
Yes.
Are you entertained? No, I'm not entertained. Get a car? Are you getting a car? No, I'm not getting a car because I don't live in America.
Because your mother has crashed 3 cars already.
Three cars, 1 month.
That's so fucking funny! Christina's mother crashed 3 cars in like 2 weeks! Was it?
But it just. Yeah, she was like. She was getting into antidepressants. And she crashed. Mother said expensive.
Women. She's too fucking bonkers on whatever the Zoloft. Zoloft makes me kooky.
Oh god, what is it called? It's called Effexor. Sci-fi name.
Your mom doesn't have depression. She just sucks at driving.
She doesn't have depression. She's just like.
That was our conclusion. Christina's mother does not have depression. She's just a raging cunt.
Wait, there was more shit of... Oh, yeah. I'm not getting a car because, number one, in Brazil, you need to be 18 to drive. And number two, cars are fucking gay. Go buy Uber.
Gay, you go by Uber. Nice. What is this? Oh? I feel like I'm gonna explode myself.
Do you believe in the moon landing? I don't believe in the moon. I think the moon is fake. I think he's a hologram.
These look cool. It's lagging.
Oh, are you seriously telling me all about Hitler?
Grandfather literally was best friends with Hitler. Like, I know about that. Man.
I read the man's book. You don't need to tell me about him, okay? I read his book. I had his best friend's book. Shut up. Did you guys know the Dems are the real race?
Funny. That's so funny. You're so insightful. Whoa, Candace Owens, she's so cool, am I right?
Okay,
she's so smart. Victor, cool, can we agree that Candace Owens is like the coolest person on the block right now?
I am shocked that that's even a question, of course.
Of course. She's got some crazy talking points.
She makes the best sandwiches.
She makes the best sandwiches, and she's the wisest to ever live.
Bolsonaro is funny and cool, but he's a politician. So.
Yeah, man. Imagine being so devoid of hope. You have to like, well, if I can't put my hope in politicians, I can't put my hope in anything.
What?
Imagine how depressing that is. That's so crazy. If I can't put my hope in people, in systems, I can't put my hope in anything, and everything will perish if I don't put my hope in that.
Insanity.
Ooh.
Sad. Not in a bitchy kind of sad. It's sad as in you cannot. Your hope is limited to that. That sucks, man.
Oh, I should have took my bed. Or a bed. I don't know.
You should all learn Russian and move to Russia. Sophia's on.
I'm gonna visit my birthplace, Chernobyl. Ah, my legs! Whoa, what this you wrestling over there? What? I'm about to get 1 million subscribers. Tell that to my Patreon. Alright. We're no longer on that stupid goy bullshit. We're making money. We're making money.
Yeah, you should really just go back to like commentaries. That was better.
Ah, yeah. I never made that FoozyTube video. I gotta talk about FoozyTube.
He's like really fat.
Hey, what's FoozyTube up to these days? Yeah, I'm really interested in that.
Sophia is from Chernobyl, and she's not Russian. She's from Chernobyl, and... Sophia edits most of the
I hope your brother
videos.
Becomes fascist at some point. That'd be funny.
That would be that funny.
That would be very funny.
Carl, he's, you know, he's reading Nietzsche. What's, you know... If he wants to be such an uber munch.
Oh my god.
If he wants to be such an Uberman.
Yeah, just become a Nazi. What is morally stopping you?
I'm the Uberman.
I'm here to give you a ride. Burger approaching your house. You have 10 seconds to catch your burger or else. You are. I'm the Uber Munch. I deliver the burgers to your house. I work for Uber Eats. I have your burger.
Uberman.
This is the last time I'll address this, but once again, Infinite Hate said, Soph, do you believe whites are the real master race? Do you have any other, like, anything else you talk
about? Do you talk about anything else? I'm just interested.
Or are you a little drone forever? Who are you trying to impress?
Turn your mic down. Just turn the volume down.
Turn my mic down? Okay.
No, don't do that. I don't know. Like, the person didn't specify who.
Whatever. I'm just guessing.
If the stream is too loud, turn the volume down. It's that easy.
You don't know. Guy, like, hasn't that guy noticed that this is not the place for that shit yet? Why does he keep trying to fucking make that, like, pontificate about that shit? Hey, Soph, you know about 9/11? Jeez, man. We don't like your kind over here.
Are you a national socialist? Yeah, we're all Nazis here. Oh.
Beast. man. What a boring, pathetic existence to relinquish yourself to false authority, and that you think that's the only way to get anything you want in life.
This is not. We don't serve your kind over here. In whatever group you think we serve, you're wrong. We serve God.
Ooh, Temeritus.
Who's Temeritus?
Wasn't he the guy that was on, like, D-Live before? Or maybe I'm maybe. Tripping.
I don't know.
I don't remember those people.
Ow. Am I gonna find anything of intrigue?
It's your isn't a rush.
You involve yourself politically to defend your identity, and in the process of doing so, you will sacrifice your identity to be political. So you just, it's self-defeating.
Become a not human. Trying to work for humanity. I'm gonna lock you in there.
Uber Eats is a good app.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we finally got Victor international burger ordered for from the U.S. delivered to Brazil.
Delivered to Brazil.
Within 20 minutes. Burger approaching. Yeah. Go to door.
Like, I was sure the problem was the international card. And we got it. No. You just need a U.S. number, so you don't need a fucking tax number. Then you need
The problem is, this is why I want to kill government officials. We, last month, or I guess like 2 months ago or whatever, we were trying to order, I was trying to order a burger for Victor because he has no money from the U.S., but you need a tax code. You need to input your Brazilian tax code to buy a burger, and on top of that, it has to match your payment information. So you can't, like, buy shit internationally.
Yeah, you need a tax number. We need to make sure you're a good citizen, otherwise you don't get a burger.
Or else we're gonna shit in your burger.
And that's why Brazilian politicians deserve to be raped forever.
I think all this annoyance is just God pushing me to go to snap. It might be.
Couldn't you just PayPal him the money? That's the exact problem. You can't use PayPal without the tax code.
And because I don't know, am I Brazilian? I don't have a fucking tax code. Why would I?
They're all like, if you don't have a tax code, you need to input like your passport number or whatever. It's so fucking dumb.
Alright, I'm gonna try not to explode this one.
Who's a radical traditionalist? When he's gonna... Oh my god.
I got into the university I want to attend, but I cannot leave high school. I have to finish high school because some Brazilian retard decided, oh yeah, you need like all the years of high school, you need to learn all of that. And now I'm getting raped forever.
Let's get rid of the essential infrastructure needed for an army taxes functioning country. Yeah, I can't buy a gun and use it if I don't have somebody stealing mine from me. That's right. You're so smarter than me. Serving God involves exposing the truth. Yeah. Oh, okay, you're serving God? Serving God involves spamming some nobody's chat with, hey, did you read this one new about... Yeah, fucking quote some Evola, too, while you're at it.
Stame shtick. Oh, diamond horse armor! Same shtick forever.
God. I'm posting some poll infographs on some nobody's chat. That's your idea of serving God?
You are nobody? True.
Beep, beep, boop, boop. That's all you got?
Yeah!
Damn! Beep, beep, boop, boop. That's all you got. That's really but awesome. Yeah. You're fucking so stupid.
Gay hell.
You serve God. I'm by tempted to Minecraft. Fucking.
I'm yes. So tempted to just destroy yeah. The white race every time I see this. Oh my god. Oh. You're doing exactly the same thing that you accuse other people of doing. You'll grow up eventually. I didn't.
I'll grow up eventually. Yeah.
I did not say that once.
You didn't say that ever.
I'm just calling them stupid, and I'm never gonna stop doing that.
And we don't think they're gonna grow up. We think they're gonna be like that forever. And that's sure. Why we need to call them faggot.
Serving God is telling the truth, not trolling for lols. Yeah, I'm not lying. I'm not trolling either. It's like me going up to you saying, like, hey, look, there's people starving all the time. Yeah, what of it? You're in a stream, you fucking loser faggot. You've made politics consume your identity so bad that you think... It has to be talked about all the time. It's all you can talk about. You don't know how Bolshevik you have become. You are doing biopolitics right now. You are a puppet of Vladimir Lenin when you do this. Not everything is political, you fucking psycho.
There is a little thing on YouTube that says say something. And the first thing you think of when you read that out is, oh yeah, I'm gonna tell them about Hitler and like how he did nothing wrong.
God is not politics? Then shut the fuck up. Then shut the fuck up.
Serving God is not political. Yes, that is our exact point.
Then stop talking about fucking political platforms. Shit. Yes. Imagine this in real life. I go up to somebody and say, hey, I'm a techno-fascist. How are you doing? I don't give a fuck about... Hey, did you see this one document about 9/11? The Jews did it. Where do you think you are? You're not in poll. Stop being weird.
Why is this guy so mad? We're all mad all the time. You're not special.
Straight up. Blood pressure shoots the roof. If I can speak properly, my blood pressure shoots through the fucking roof every day of school.
We're always mad.
Serving your race is not political? Yeah, then stop talking about politics. Where am I complaining about serving your race? I'm complaining about politics. And you guys being fucking crypto communists. Oh, he said the word!
Do you guys have a Discord? No. Every Discord server has pedos in it.
Discord is hell, as far as I'm concerned.
Discord is hell, unless you have a select group friend.
It's weird according to Vaporboy. No, actually, it's normal. Go up to somebody in real life and tell them about how much you read Evola.
Yeah, do that. It's like when I talk to my Democratic... Because I'm a Democrat, I go around talking to people about how the children at the border...
It's not the topic right now, you fucking idiots. Listen, there's a time and place.
Shut up! Get both of you! Oh, no. I'm gonna fucking poop so hard in your head.
It's like going up to somebody in real life and starting talking about fucking economics. Who gives a fuck, you nerd? You motherfucking nerd. God, man.
Oh, God.
When did politics become off limits? It's not off limits, it's just boring. You have this thing, the pole complex where you think whenever anybody likes you, they're trying to censor you. No, you're just annoying. You're not breaking the rules or being, you know, a radical. You're just boring. We're not impressed. All stuff Soph does.
Say something new. What? Say something new, because like the problem isn't that, like, yeah, we agree that the Holocaust didn't happen. The problem is, that's not nuanced. Nobody believes that the Holocaust happened.
Yeah, like, find me one 15-year-old today that believes the Holocaust happened. Like, the fuck?
And when you do find them, go talk to them about it, not us. We know it was like 300,000 people. We already know that.
Yeah. I'm out of here. Can't listen to this dude anymore. That sounds so funny. Sounds like a child. Literally rage quitting.
Duh. Whoa. Well, yeah, we know the Jews did 9/11. Talk about something new.
We know about Silverstein. We know about that shit. It's boring.
Yeah.
You've already heard about it a million times before. There's so much evidence for it. So tell us a new theory.
What's your thoughts on Jews? You don't gather it yet? We're fucking telling you. All in your face. Like, we know they did 9/11. We know they own the porn industry in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's
whatever.
So obvious. It's like telling me applesauce has apples in it. Like, yeah. Dude, did you know the tap water has estrogen? Yeah, no shit. You're not being radical and nuanced. It's boring.
New politics, that's Charles. The current establishment benefits of people talking about politics all the time.
Destroy
your own livelihood.
Just literally, the challenge here is tell me something I haven't heard before.
That's literally it. That is all we're concerned with. Because it's about entertainment, it's not about politics.
This is people talking. Be entertaining.
So speaks Russian, say something. Say something in Russian, Sophia.
Yeah, I am Kaka.
That was Russian?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys are such teenagers.
See, now we're talking about Minecraft physics here. Auto jump. Yeah, I got auto jump on.
Shut up.
I'm gonna kill myself.
I'm gonna kill somebody.
Jump, jump, jump. Huh. Ah, get away from me.
Are you alt-right? There is no such thing.
Alt-right doesn't exist, man. You got fooled.
Oh, let me give this a try. Let me give this one a try.
You got tricked.
Soph, are you making more music? Yes, Sophia is making more music. The problem is that it's all shit.
Yes. I make music on the regular, except it all sucks really bad.
Yeah, and it just sends it to me and I'm like...
Wow, this sucks.
Yeah, I'm just like, oop.
Christina's trying to make music as well. Is that succeeding?
What?
That's a nice answer.
Who the fuck else is talking? I think that's referring to me. I'm Christina. Nice to meet you. The Jews destroy your race. Oh man, jump off a fucking building.
Essentially, we're saying that you're not edgy enough.
Reminds me of 2016 commentary community. Say the same lame ass joke.
Nice shirt. Small loan of $1 million.
Yeah. Same shit.
Just co-opting shit that other people made and never making stuff of their own. Oh, creeper. Oh, man. Come over here.
Corny kid. Cunt. Corny. It's corny. That's the word. What was that one call that we were in with some guy saying, like, I'm making a movie where, like, Pyro, Cynical, and Leafy have a kid and the kid is you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's that level of sucks. Lame shit.
Yeah.
It's that level of lame shit. I'm gonna kill somebody.
Kill somebody. Get yourself a gun and just...
cross-eyed.
The only appropriate conversation to be having now is about Minecraft and Minecraft alone. Alright? Got that?
Why aren't you playing Pokemon Go? You think I'm gonna leave my bedroom? You're fucking around.
Yeah, right.
I play normal Pokemon, but not Pokemon Go. Because I don't leave my house and I don't leave my bedroom.
Is that a fucking cat? Can I domesticate the cat?
Are you gay?
Tilt your head back and close your eyes.
Okay.
Who wears headphones over their hoodie? True, Sophia's fucking insane.
What?
Headphones always go under the hoodie.
I don't want to stretch the hood out.
Then, like... Don't.
Yeah, that would be detrimental to the fabric.
It's just so weird having, like, sound through the fabric.
It feels... It has the same audio quality. It. No, it doesn't. Not at all.
I've done that.
Have you ever tried it?
No, but...
Exactly! You don't know! It doesn't muffle it!
It's just retard.
It's not like you put a fucking hoodie on and then you have a low-pass filter on your headphones. You can still.
It's not like Christine's voice is like, it's literally just as clear.
It's just bad for your soul.
Use COD to tame cat. Get a few COD.
Everyone
all right.
Knows hoodies are soundproof. Hoodies are like soundproof.
You haven't even tried it. But, okay, fucking female.
Have you talked about the New Zealand guy at all? Yes, okay.
I'm gonna kill somebody.
It's like old news. Get with the times, old man.
That was like May. That was May. Soph has a bad head. Sophia always has.
My head is shaped like a fucking bed.
That's.
Whoa, boat! It's serious though.
I really need to watch PewDiePie's Minecraft.
Woo!
Serious.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Been going almost 2 hours. That's cool.
It is.
See, all the only people that talk are the ones that are trying to do gay politic fagging. So when they leave out of frustration, like, it's not much shit. The deep spiritual implications of Minecraft have not been discussed. Please tell us why it's so great. It's menial tasks, and those are purifying for the soul.
Exactly.
So it's perfect if you're gonna listen to like a podcast or a lecture or something. Which I spend at least 5 hours a day doing.
Brilliant.
Same thing with Animal Crossing. Just catching bugs, fishing, and shit.
I think political posting is on the same level as hooch posting. Just don't even read it at this point.
Yup. Anthony Fantano follows Soph. Explain that. I think he forgot to unfollow.
Yeah, I think he forgot to unfollow. Because he follows like 7,000 people, including African beauties. There's... he follows this account of like naked black women. Y'all should check that out. It's got like a nipple on the banner. It's crazy. I think he's got a thing for black women, which is really funny to think about.
Anthony Fantano just loves black women. What's hooch posting? That's when you act like Daniel Hooch.
Yeah, he comes every time to the stream to talk about atheism.
And he goes, universe came from nothing, stop thinking.
Yeah, and when we argue him about it, and get to like first cause, etc., he's like, oh, the universe didn't have to have a cause, the Big Bang could have just happened. Just stop thinking about it. He said that 3 times, just stop thinking about it.
And then he goes, I don't have enough characters on this stream chat, I need to write an essay.
Hey guys, wanna read my essay? Coming to a conversation about like cheese or something?
Yeah.
Not even Asperger's, just pure autism. Just annoying.
The guy keeps saying, like, X is political, because he's really salty at the moment.
Why are you so angry about it? The universe is political, OMG. Why are you... What? You're probably, like, double my age. What the fuck are you doing?
I hate all sociology students.
I would ask you to go
rape themselves.
I would tell you to go like have a kid, but it's probably not a good idea for you to pass your genes on.
That on. Yep. Just
nice.
Sit down and die.
You're gonna get mad, that's fine, but
not in my chat. It's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. Is this how you want to spend your time?
Sociology students think they're so smart.
Sociology was actually pretty red-pilling. Sociology is bizarre. I don't know much about, like, the good... I think that there are good things in it, but... I'm pretty sure there is good things in it, but...
sociology itself is not a problem. It's just the people who study it in universities and the people who have studied it in universities. Just sociology students and sociologists. Just one of, just the worst people you can talk to. They just think they're smart and even when they manage to somehow be right-wing, they still are postmodernists. They just don't realize it. And they just keep saying, oh no, I'm not a postmodernist. I just think everything is relative and like there's no objective truth.
Okay, morality is relative, but I'm not postmodern, dude. I'm reactionary. I'm like Natsosh. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just...
Hey, we got your point. You still on it? How long are you gonna stay here? You evidently don't like what we're doing, I guess. So why are you still here? You can leave. You know that.
You're not obligated by law to watch this broadcast.
ZOMG. Extra lame faggot points for ZOMG. Might as well write Jews with a double O.
So, I watched you when Pyro was like, yo, Chad commentary, and you pop. I always read popped up as pooped. And you popped up in my recommended again, and I forgot how funny you are. Yeah. Sophia's funny. I agree with that. Same.
Morality is relative to all things. Huh? What?
What?
The hell is you talking about?
What is the name of that French postmodern guy?
Foucault?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably a Peter.
Oh, they all were.
Yeah.
Something that addictive all of them have in common is that they're pedophilic. And by them, I mean all the people that we don't like. All the false authorities, essentially.
God's totality just tend to be encompassing ethics.
Involved in child trafficking.
I can make case that leave me alone and... leave me aloneism is bad moral system. Well, that's not it. That's a mockery. That's a meme of it, but it's not actually all of it. It's bad moral system because it doesn't address the duty to behave morally. What do you mean? What are you criticizing? Because I'm not sure you are criticizing what I believe in.
False authority like Trump. Yes.
You need to have a family. Like that's what. Either family or priesthood.
Are you Pick depressed? One. No. Nobody here is depressed. We're constantly laughing. Are your friends streaming too? No. Our faces. Secret. What do you guys think about Murdoch? I used to watch their stuff, and I remember it being pretty funny, but I haven't watched it in a while. But I think it's a bit, I don't know. I don't remember, actually, so. I remember thinking it was funny when I watched it, but I don't know why I stopped.
Oh yeah, Simon said, no, because if he leaves, he doesn't get to argue more, because... That's the thing. That's so long ago, I thought about, like, part of it is people need, it's a negative meaning to life. People, they haven't figured suffering out properly, so they figured
conflict.
Out another negative, yeah, they figured out another negative conflict to life, which is,
arguing forever.
I have to have the big enemy looming in the background, otherwise I cannot figure out a motivation to do anything.
Just gonna wait here. Caroline Constanar is cool.
Yeah.
Collab didn't work. I do not have a YouTube channel. I'm mostly active on Twitter.
It's, one video. So it says entertainers have no obligation to morally police their audience. Yeah, they don't. Why would they? The jester has no responsibility to run the kingdom. Why? Because why would you responsibilize the jester to run the kingdom? Doesn't sound wise.
Team Charles. There's no division here.
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
The jester's job is to tell the truth and make fun of it. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Jesters.
What do you think of Billie Eilish? We all love her. We are like her number one fan.
I need to talk to her.
Yes, Victor needs to talk to her because he wants to marry her.
Jethro is actually responsible for giving advice to the king that was considered unpalatable. Yeah, that's cool too.
So,
but don't make Jethro rule the kingdom.
Are you pro? Yes, yeah, Sophia's pro. She's professional. She's pro. Are you really allowed Eilish, to make
so one? Illuminati puppet. Damn, infinite hate. Leave. Leave, man. What? Just leave. It's so... Why are you still here?
How can someone miss... Jeez. How can someone miss irony then, man? That's fucking retarded. We hate gay people. Victor, I thought of Billie Eilish is nice. Yeah. See, you got people running for your prize, Victor. You gotta message her quick. You gotta slide into her Instagram's DMs. Quick!
Instagram's DMs, yes. Oh, my ass hurts.
Don't entertainers
why? Also have an obligation? Why would they have that obligation?
The obligation of the entertainer is to entertain.
They are nothing more. Gay people.
The class of entertainer is the one that entertains.
Why am I watching this? Because Victor is very manipulative and he...
He's forcing you to watch this.
Yeah, Victor's forcing everyone to watch this right now because that's what he does. He's a bigot and a and a homophobe and sexist. Yeah. And very manipulative. Did y'all give up on DLive? We were only on DLive because Sophia couldn't stream on YouTube.
Yeah, they took my privilege away. Self-identify as a
player, then you should entertain. Think of that guy you mentioned, Hooch. Okay, what about him?
Are you not entertaining?
I don't know. I'm not concerned with his... He says, just turn your brain off once we go outside of the Big Bang. Yeah, I'm talking about in the realm of entertainment. When you're living your normal life, yeah, be moral or else. Or you destroy yourself. It's two options. Either you get dealt with when your immorality scathes others, or you get dealt with when your immorality scathes yourself. So I advise for you not be immoral.
One of the mods from your old Discord sells CP now. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Do you know which one?
Tell
Do you know which one?
God.
Give us a name.
We want to buy. Give us the name. Who's the other small child talking in the background? Nice to meet you. My name's Christina.
Yeah, normal life? Yeah, morality is fundamental, but in the realm of entertainment. Why the entertainer is supposed to be, you know, framing the absurd.
Jupe 2.0? Yeah, we already know.
Why does that turn off once you're entertaining? Because the job of the entertainer is to, like, one element of the joke has to be way off into absurdity. Like, if you're gonna apply strict morality to that, then there is no absurd. There is no wrongdoing. There is no inaccuracy. Humor depends on inaccuracy. Otherwise, it's not entertaining because it's not interesting. It's not new.
Well, you had to be building up that vault for something.
There's nothing on Twitter. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about immoral actions. I'm talking about immoral ideas. Or in the sense that they're not, you know... it's not okay to fucking kill somebody for entertainment. But... No, nobody wants to be the jester. You don't want to be a ridiculous idiot. That, you know... You don't want to be the jester. But you like looking at the jester, and you think he's funny.
Then you... just...
You have to grab your shit out of your ass at 5 p.m., right?
Yeah.
I have to head out? Yeah.
Alright, based.
5 minutes till nuclear diarrhea. Let me get the boom boom going.
Serve obediently. Should he be absolved of moral obligation because he's merely fitting within his role? We're talking about two different things, moral actions and moral ideas. The entertainer does not need to stick to moral ideas.
Me new style is
well, when you're trying to entertain, you don't need to stick to moral ideas, but
me relax
that's because
on
you
the
are
beach
aware
Jamaica
that within
right
this realm,
now. Me not in
the point is to
me in Jamaica.
Explore those ideas.
Get the boom boom. Me getting the boom boom.
It's less about immorality and more about anomaly. You don't want anomalies in your daily life. Boom boom. But entertainment depends Jamaica. On anomalies. That's more like it than morality. It's a better word for it.
Me getting the boom boom. In Jamaica.
I'm saying that the gesture, the morality is suspended. Boom boom. I'm saying
Jamaica.
That.
Me in Jamaica right now, man.
He can't do immoral
new
actions.
New style is island vibes, man.
Ideas, as long as he's not
the shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses, nice.
The boom boom, music,
nice.
High.
Me want the children to grow up to be big warriors, man. To be strong, like their father. You don't believe me?
Absurdism is edgy promo. Oh, we're not talking about that.
Me new style is island vibes, man. The shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses, nice. Island vibes. Me listening.
Victor, tell me
me listening good.
Me brother.
You don't tell a Jamaican what to do with the bread, man. Blood.
Myself going to work. Work hard at work. Do work.
Work hard. Get money. You know.
Get money. Don't be a stupid goy. Yeah, you can't hear Victor anymore. Good. You can only hear the poom poom. That's proper.
Poom poom. Only poom poom. Nothing else.
In Jamaica. Right now, man. The Third World Radio. Jobless. Signing off. And remember, me getting the poom poom. In Jamaica. Bumba clock.
Awesome. You got 2 minutes to say everything you want to say to me before I die.
Yes, sir.
Yee.
We just...
Oh, yeah. Do you guys know any websites that I can upload unlisted videos for free? That's not going to throttle my storage so much?
Is entertainment not set a cultural standard? Depends... on what you mean by entertainment. I'm not talking about paintings here. If entertainment is immoral, does that not influence society to become immoral? It's not the fault of the entertainment that society becomes immoral. If the society begets a cultural standard that is immoral, that's on the society. It's not on the entertainment. They're not being forced to see that shit. Unless they are being forced to see that shit, which happens nowadays. And then yeah, that is
Do that more is, live streams? Okay.
That would be
I
propaganda.
Am from Brazil.
Don't give the system anything unique. I'm taking my motorcycle out for the first time since I crashed and broke my leg. Wish me luck and hold my beer.
Don't die, man.
Don't die.
Don't die.
That's just dangerous. Baka, baka! See you later!
If you want to make Sophia laugh, just tell poop joke.
How is it not
That's
entertaining?
It's
just memetics? So should we hold entertainers responsible for the actions of... Nah, that's...
Yeah, boy! Why are you always in a seemingly bad mood? Why is that? Why does everybody always think that I'm in a bad mood?
You can't, like, express anger or annoyance without people thinking you're angry. Like all the time.
You just have to consistently do the YouTuber shtick. Yo, what's up, guys? K Capitalist Corvus here, back for another Minecraft stream.
We're constantly in a good mood, and we're constantly lost.
Oh
yeah,
shit!
She seems tired because she needs.
It's poop clock. I'm a tired person. I just
old entertainer.
If you let me, I'd sleep all day.
Under entertainment. So if I depict something immoral, then am I supposed to go to jail because I depicted something immoral? You understand how that's ridiculous? I'm not saying entertainers are justified in being immoral in their actions, but their depictions, because that's what entertainers do. What they depict doesn't have to be moral.
So can't express anger without people thinking you're angry. There's a difference between expressing anger and being angry and pissed off.
Specifically all the time, as I qualified it. So say, I don't like that. Oh, so you don't like anything.
That's like shit my parents say.
You don't like anything.
Yeah, like I go, I don't like tomatoes. They go, oh, you don't like anything.
My mother did that to me when I said I didn't like, what is the movie called? Slumdog Millionaire or whatever? Whatever that movie is with the Indian people. I said I didn't like it after you watched it. She's like, you don't like anything.
Advertising to children. That's the responsibility of the parent of the child. Not the person who is doing that advertising.
I know, carnivore diet is based, but I'm also very underweight, so...
Entertainment uses its platform to engineer the masses to think away. That's Bernays shit. And it does happen when you enforce a certain set of ideas to entertainment, but that doesn't happen naturally. And when it does happen, yeah, it has to be stopped because that's not all right.
Exclusively carnivore diet makes you smell butt.
That's funny.
It's true. Sophia, I just think you take yourself a bit too seriously? What?
Wait, who said that? Who said that?
Wait, I need to... Fuck, I lost it. It's like way back in chat. Okay, there we go. Carl 2.0.
Out of anyone here, I take myself the least seriously.
Yep.
Bernays
Sophia lasted poop all day.
Yeah. When you're at a certain standard on entertainment to give off a set of ideas, and yeah. As it is happening right now, you cannot express certain things through entertainment.
I have free and unthrottled hosting for you, no joke. For real?
You know what's better than censoring art to enforce fucking morality? The fucking church! The church is dead in your country, and you're worried about what? Fucking... What are you worried about? What the hell are you worried about? Comedian?
Bernays was a Jew. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, and I don't like
Bernays. Duh! We're not advocating for Edward Bernays right now.
We're saying that if you don't want Bernays...
Might as well stay humble in your grumble. And I'll stay...
then
up in my... In your gruts. I'll stay...
Amazing.
What rhymes with gruts? I'll stay tough in your gruts.
Christina,
yes, for real?
So,
how do I utilize that?
I'm 16.
I'm 16. I played Nintendo DS Animal Crossing in the waiting room for the dentist. With my legs up on the chair.
Look, subject who got shifted? Their little teeth.
What are you talking about, subject shifted? I answered the question. It's not the responsibility of the entertainer to set the cultural standard. The cultural standard begets the entertainer that is immoral or not.
Yes, for real. Yeah, how do I get it? Ew. Give me! CocoScope took me down because I'm a minor, so I have the links either
are
like broken
rule,
or don't work. Yeah.
Damn.
CocoScope?
Damn, retarded. I want to upload videos on there. Contact me on Patreon? I don't know.
Why would it be? He's not forcing anybody to do anything.
Tom Luke is amazing.
The parent author's behavior for the child to imitate. It's the parent's responsibility. No. Are you saying that entertainers are the parents of people?
It is the parent's responsibility to raise a child. What an entertainer does is it's the parent's fault to let that influence the child.
Shut up.
You're creating an equivalency between a parent and a child and consumers and entertainers. The entertainer is not the parent of the audience. It's the audience that creates a demand. The entertainer simply supplies. If the audience is moral, which it should be.
I'll contact you on Patreon very soon. Okay.
Yeah, the entertainer All right, thanks. Is a symptom. The entertainer is a symptom of the audience, not the other way around. It is really not complicated. Stop hiding behind semantics. What semantics am I hiding behind?
Tom Nook is not a Jew.
Yeah, entertainers are not your dad. You need them to be your dad? Jesus, what is it with you people?
It's not worth talking to them. They're literally like flipped on their head. They don't even want children, but if they have children, they want somebody else to take care of them. Nothing's my responsibility. Just leave it up to somebody else.
Content, then they are a bad person.
What?
I never objected to that. If I like, say, yeah, like hey, kids, kill yourselves.
That's
in a serious way.
That's completely irrelevant. Yeah, why are you talking about that?
Yeah. They are a bad person. Yeah, we're not saying they're good. What exactly are you proposing? That we punish those people? That's what I have a problem with. But you can say that they're bad. No problem. It's your responsibility to decide that, though. That's what I'm saying.
Dark is a very good show. I've watched it. I'm going through season 2, and it's really good. I like all of it. Dark.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's about time traveling and shit is all cool.
You're saying that art imitates life. I'm saying that producers respond to demand and not the other way around. When they have the power to create demand, that's because everything else is so out of whack that to focus on those symptoms is already focusing on the symptoms is a lost battle. As far as I know, that was what the first ones complained. Maybe I misunderstood them. Well, I have no problem. Yeah, if you encourage bad behavior, you know, if you encourage smoking weed or being a fucking single mom, then yeah, you're a fucking bad person, of course. But how exactly are you going to be held responsible for that? And I'm talking in a legal sense. How exactly? What do you mean, holding them responsible?
Y'all are gay. Except some of you.
So you don't
God bless some of you.
Yep.
You
do blame them. What are you talking about?
And some of you really are mentally ill. I don't know. Just deluding yourselves all day. It's unbelievable.
Get your shit together.
Just refusing what is so clearly true just to, I don't know.
You're bugged out.
A lot of you are just bugged out. For real. Some of y'all are alright.
Get your shit together.
It's literally going over word definitions. Yeah, there's a difference between someone being bad and them going to prison. That's a definition I'd like to clear up. Alright, 509. You wanna go get food?
Sure.
Alright.
This has been Bumba Clock. This has been the MGTOW Meetup 2019 in Dublin.
Semicolon.
There's probably not that many MGTOWs in Dublin.
With an attendance of, let's check out how many views this got. If my YouTube will load. Yeah. Great. Not loading, not showing up. Cool. Well, we had an attendance of 40,000 MGTOWers in Dublin. Crazy meetup. Conference over. Genetically dead end yourself. Get a vasectomy.